in the 80s when Coco Pops changed their names to Choco Krispies. Historians will note down today's date and today's time. It's the same kind of event in history. Moments that shaped our lives, people. Christian, I reckon the new name is Olympic Radio or something similar. So yes, if you've been listening over the last couple of weeks, Virgin Radio is going to be changing its name. I'm just about to tell you what we're changing our name to. But if you're anything like me, a couple of months ago when I found out we had new owners, you were kind of like, you know, it's taken me, after coming from my last radio station, a couple of years to get used to saying Virgin Radio. And so my big question was like, why are you changing the name? And I don't really want to get out the PowerPoint presentations that the boss has been wheedling around to terrified staff members over the last couple of weeks. But here's the thing. Virgin Radio, the name, we don't actually own it. It's kind of been lent to us. And it's just like, if you rent where you live, you can't really do a lot with the place, can you? You've got to ask people's permission. It slows things down. You can't make it your own. So it's the same with this radio station. It's the same with Virgin Radio. So by changing the name, we can do more. Make you better radio and do the things that you keep telling me and Jeff and Russ that you want us to do. The new name is totally owned by us, which means now we're free to do more of the things that we need to do. And it means there's going to be a little bit of reinvention, which, to be honest, you know, you're always saying, Virgin Radio, we like the station, but you play the same songs all the time. You play the kind of same kind of music too often. We like it, but it's getting a bit too repetitive. So that's had to happen for a while, to be honest. So with all this going on, the new owners and them thinking, hang on a minute, we need a new name because then we can do different things and make this radio station better. Because we all know, you know, Virgin Radio punches above its weight, but it could be so much bigger and better. I shouldn't have to look in the newspapers every 3 months and see that big, fat, grubby face staring out and seeing this radio station beneath Radio 1. It should be the other way around. Now, a lot of you are thinking, look, with change happening, you know, what's going to be going on? Is it going to... Because some people today just change things, don't they? The things that we enjoy in life. You wonder about these weird committees and marketing people with trendy media glasses and low-slung denim with no belt on coming in with their flip charts and their marker pens. And they change everything. They go, well, hang on a minute, you didn't ask me. The things you love about Virgin Radio, the real music that we play every single day, that's going to continue. The brilliant presenters like Jeffrey and also Russ, that's still going to say as well. And also all the 80s music that you love too, that's still going to be the same. But over the next couple of weeks, you're going to get a few examples of what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks and indeed the next couple of months. And as always, you'll be the judge of what we do. It's all very well that I'm excited and Jeff's excited, and Jeff is really excited about various things in the building, but he's really excited at the moment. But let's not forget about this. I am just about to tell you the new name. It is more than a name. We all are, okay? So I know you're all going to be there with your opinions and your text, and please call me and text me in a second to let me know what you think. So the new name is... Yesterday, Brian and I thought at this moment I would say something crazy and then go into song, and you'd be like, what? But we got too scared because there's all these important billionaires in the building right now with their notepads out judging me about how I say this. So there it is. Said for the first time. About 500,000 of you already know what it is, our Virgin Radio VIPs that went out yesterday evening. But now you're going to hear what it sounds like. The new name is Absolute Radio. There you go. We're going to become Absolute Radio. Now, we won't be totally Absolute Radio straight away now. You're not going to hear the old Virgin Radio singers anymore, but there's going to be a period over the next couple of weeks where we're sort of handing over. We want to get you used to how it sounds, how it feels. You can also get used to our new website right now. Please go and bookmark it today. It's waiting for you right now, absoluteradio.co.uk. But the most important thing you need to know, the music we play, real music, all the great stuff, I guarantee that you'll discover more real music here than anywhere else on the radio. Like this. Now this is an absolute classic.